Now, we have been studying what we call the Sermon on the Mount, and that's Matthew 5 to 7. When we have been looking at what the Lord Jesus has been teaching the disciples, correcting wrong ideas, infusing the truth ideas which are there, and all the things which are needed. And we need to go back to Matthew 5 to 7 again and again. This is how the Lord Jesus Christ began to instruct his disciples. The key word is instruction. Now, in Matthew 8 and 9, we have a slightly different approach. And this is what we call illustration. It's wonderful to serve the Lord. The question is, how do we do it effectively? How do we do it meaningfully? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ does it wonderfully, and so he illustrates ministry. To instruct is vital, but to illustrate is just as important. So chapters 8 and 9 will show us how the Lord Jesus Christ served the Lord, served his Father, served the community. And that's where we want to learn, how can we serve the Lord too, and serve the way we ought to. And the best thing to do is to look at the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what we want to take a look at. So in Matthew 8, 1 to 4, Matthew focuses on how the Lord Jesus Christ instructed the disciples, came down from the mountaintop, and then straight away, a whole lot of people followed him. Great multitudes followed him. Matthew 8 and verse 1. Now, this is important. See, the Lord Jesus Christ had to illustrate, because if the disciples were suddenly to be sent out just like that, what would they do? How would they know how to look after the huge number of people who were following him? Where would they start? What would they teach? How would they be effective? Obviously, they're not going to be, right? So the challenge, therefore, is to look at the way the Lord Jesus Christ ministered. And so we have an example illustrating how the Lord Jesus Christ ministered. And we begin with a very complex problem. But let's look at the complexity of the problem. First, it has to do with leprosy. Now, many people were afraid of leprosy simply because there was no known cure. There was no way in which anybody can get out of the problem of leprosy easily, if at all. The reality of it all is not at all. So what is the reaction of the people when they see signs of leprosy? Right? So one, they are cast out. The family has to put them out. Two, if their children were in school, they will be taken out too. They can no longer be a part of the synagogue worship. They cannot go to the temple. In fact, any public place would be disallowed. They cannot be involved, cannot be seen in any way. This was a basic problem. So we have a complex problem here. Now, what happens in those days? We call this a protocol. What is the thing to be done by the authorities? One, they will try to set up what we call a leper's colony. Most of these leper's colony are outside towns, since they are not allowed anywhere. So do they have nice houses? Not really. Some lived in caves, some lived in makeshift shelters, and they try to live until they die, literally. And unfortunately, this was the protocol in those days. They were not allowed to be seen in society. If they have to move from one place to another, they have to, if they're on the road, they must literally shout, "Unclean, unclean," to declare themselves as unclean people. And if they come into touch with anybody, people, of course, won't touch them, but they can throw stones at them. We're not talking small little pebbles. We're talking about huge stones. and they can sometimes stone them to death. And any stoning for lepers would always be worse off simply because they don't heal so easily. And so the stoning becomes an aggravated way that leads to a faster death, unfortunately. So no physical touch, nothing. Whoever touches them would be also considered unclean because the fear is that they may have picked up the leprosy. Of course, leprosy actually doesn't work like that, but this was a very big fear of the people. Now, here we have a leper, and the story is told here. Behold, a leper came and worshipped him. Right? The word worship him literally means that the man fell at the feet of the Lord Jesus, kneeling down to him. That's what we call worship. And he was saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Somewhere, somehow, he had this understanding and this faith. Right? And so this is what he said to the Lord Jesus. Historically, now this is important. As we take a look at these things here, what should they do? Now, if it was in an ordinary situation, if the Lord Jesus Christ was just an ordinary person, chances are he would not be able to respond effectively, right? So this is where the Lord Jesus Christ had to understand and relate to the leper very carefully. First, he would note that this man expressed or evidenced courage, right? So it's a question of if I go to go to public place where there are lots of people, there could be hundreds or thousands of people there, the chances of being stoned to death by everybody is a very real thing. It would take a lot of courage to come to the Lord Jesus, close enough, near enough to just kneel at the feet of the Lord Jesus. Now that takes courage. Two, it will take faith. He said to the Lord Jesus, Lord, if you will, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Now, this was how we understand it. So there was courage and there was faith. Now this is important. See, the Lord Jesus Christ had to teach the disciples that when they want to minister to people, they must look for not just the obvious physical, visible. They must look and say, listen, does this person display courage? Does this person display faith? And that is where ministry becomes effective, right? So then we see the Lord Jesus Christ teaching the disciples what it means to have compassion. And this becomes very, very obvious. What is compassion? Compassion is more than just a feeling. Compassion that is real would see the Lord Jesus Christ do something which everybody would be shocked to see. He touched a leper. Now, disciples had to learn this lesson. Remember, we see the Lord Jesus Christ illustrating. He must not show fear. He must not show revulsion. He must not run away from people. He must not say to people that he's afraid of catching the disease. If that is how he feels, no matter what you say next, it's not going to go anywhere, obviously. Well, this is what we must consider very carefully, right? And so the Lord Jesus Christ did the unthinkable. He actually, we read, the Lord Jesus put out his hand and touched him. Did the man reach out his hand? No, he fell down. So it's not as if he's asking the Lord to touch him, but the Lord Jesus did. This is compassion in the most wonderful, most beautiful way to take note of. And he says, I am willing. See, he responded to what the man said. If you are willing, the Lord replied, I am willing. You want to be cleansed? Listen, be cleansed. See, the Lord Jesus met the needs of this person. The person desired to relate to the Lord, asked in faith, came with courage. The Lord Jesus saw all of that and he met up with them, with all these, met these needs, you know, over and against what others may see or feel. The Lord Jesus Christ ministered tremendously, wonderfully. This is absolutely obvious. But then, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ had to say something very, very quickly to this man whom he was healing, right? And this is important. First, he had to tell this person, right? Now, this is very important. See that you tell no one. Now, obviously, the Lord knows how hard it is. But still, he has to say this, right? One, you must tell no one, because you can just imagine. If he went back all the way to the lepers' colony, we would have 100 lepers flocking to the Lord Jesus. And then it would create a lot of fear, a lot of distress for a lot of people. See, don't tell anyone right now. Or for that matter, he can just go around telling everybody. His life story would be a miraculous testimony. Right? Now go your way. Now, this is very important. Show yourself to the priest, which means to say he's got to go to the temple, right? And there you offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Why did the Lord Jesus do all of these things here? Well, see, this is how the Lord Jesus Christ respected the protocol in those days. The temple was in existence. The priests were there on duty. They are the official ones. They are the ones who can declare a person as fit to come back into society. This was the authority of the priests in those days. They doubled up like doctors. They're clinicians. They will examine the person from top, from head to toe. And then they want to see whether there are any possible signs of leprosy. And only when the person is proven or shown to be absolutely clean would the person be allowed to enter into society. So the Lord Jesus Christ knew, of course, his man was healed. But there was a second step, and that is regard and respect for others. And they are the ones who must certify. And this is what the Lord Jesus would not do. He could simply say, you are clean, and that's it. But over here, it was to teach the disciples how to regard existing authorities, how to understand how the general public may feel, how to instruct this man further. The disciples had all of these things to learn. So there were ministry lessons to learn. There were personal lessons to learn. There were poignant, powerful lessons to learn, which they must sort of sit down, absorb, and understand what the Lord was trying to teach them. See, it's one thing to be able to be a great teacher. It's another thing to be able to relate to people in a way that nobody else would do. Why are they in lepers' colony? Because nobody wants to catch a disease from another person like leprosy. And so it's sort of a hands-off kind of ministry. For the Lord Jesus Christ, it was the opposite. It was very much a hands-on policy. And this hands-on approach was something the disciples had to learn. They had to learn about the power of God that must be tapped, that must be asked for, that must be evidence. They will have to learn to relate to the person, to give practical instructions post-healing. A lot of times, this is not really looked into properly. So in this one particular lesson, the Lord Jesus Christ communicated multiple layers of lessons that the disciples must think through, must process in order to understand ministry. Sometimes we limit ministry to just doing what is obvious, what is basic. And we miss the deeper lessons that we can learn, such as compassion, such as instruction, such as encouragement, such as relationship. And all of these things put together can become very, very, very meaningful. And that is our challenge, to study the way the Lord Jesus Christ ministered, Matthew 8 and 9. And then we see how the Lord would then send out his disciples for ministry. But first, he needs to instruct. Second, he needs to illustrate. And then he was going to send them out to actual ministry. They will have to learn this lesson. And these are lessons that we should learn too. How do we serve? How do we minister? How do we relate to people to whom we are ministering? And that's going to make a lot of difference. If we want to minister well, the best thing to do is to learn from the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the joy that we can have in our hearts. A joy of understanding who the Lord Jesus is, how he served, how he ministered. Teach us lessons of how to do ministry too, with compassion, with courage, with understanding, with confidence, so that we can be effective in our ministry for you. We pray that we may learn these lessons well. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.